The earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria came when many people were asleep. That helps to explain why almost 40,000 people are reported dead. NPR's Daniel Estrin met a man who survived.
Ali Kafadenk was sleeping in bed with his wife Merve when their six-story apartment building started to shake. We met him in the street outside a mountain of rubble. He says his wife poked him and woke him up, saying there was an earthquake. He said, no, it'll pass. Then, two opposite walls caved in, making sort of a concrete tent over their bed. It was so low, they couldn't sit up. He spoke to my interpreter.
We were stuck under the walls with a shape of like an upside-down V, and that's what protected us.
What were you thinking when you were stuck in that small space?
We thought that we would die. That was the only option we thought. We thought, like, any minute there's going to be something that's going to come crashing down on our heads.
This is one way several people did survive the earthquake, a Turkish emergency response team told us. A wall tipping onto something and leaving a small triangle void for someone to survive in. The cold weather also helped. Survivors didn't sweat as much, which delayed dehydration. Kafadenk and his wife Merve were only there an hour and a half, but it was terrifying and claustrophobic. He threw himself over his wife to protect her.
We were saying to each other that we came from God, we will go back to God.
Then he heard his building sink and the earth move.
It was a sound that I'd never heard before. It feels like it's a supernatural sound. It was something like a really strong and loud and low thunder. It's something like the sound that we hear in the sci-fi movies.
The building was still shifting and crumbling. Floors above them fell into the street. Somehow, there was an opening. It was too dusty to see. He felt it, snowy cold air. And that is when he heard his neighbor's screams. My baby's stuck here. My leg is stuck there. My mom is under here, and my dad's over there. Kafadenk and his wife also shouted, and that is when someone pulled them out. Someone else gave him a pair of shoes. Now, Kafadenk is staying with family out of town. He's back here for the first time since the earthquake. He says, seeing it, it feels like I'm living through all of it again. I'm feeling fear, sadness, and loss. He says only two other people in the building survived, out of dozens. He and his wife are school teachers, and they can't reach their colleagues. He thinks they've died. One of the few things he could recover from the building were letters of appreciation from his students. He wonders how many of them survived. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Islaya, Turkey.